Now, do you trust her? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ever since the president nominated Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court, people have been trying to figure out how she would vote on Roe versus Wade. Would you people please quit asking her? She doesn't know. And if she did know, she wouldn't tell you. And if she told you, she'd have to kill you. It's a secret. Don't you get it? And what's this I keep hearing about Karl Rove trying to plant the story that she's a solid no vote? Why would he, of all people, do that? Why would Karl Rove reveal a secret that could blow this woman's whole nomination? It's absurd. No. If you want solid information about Harriet Myers, what you need to do is consult Texas judges. And there were six of them at the White House yesterday who confirmed that whatever her top secret constitutional identity may be, she is uniquely qualified because of her character and integrity. It was former Texas Chief Justice John Hill who delivered the money quote, saying, quote, "I would trust her with my wife and my life," a quote destined to be chiseled one day on the facade of a post office at the very least, maybe even a post office somewhere in Texas if we dare to dream. And frankly, that was the reassurance America was waiting for. I think that by now we've seen enough statements from religious leaders and Texas judges that we would all trust Harriet Myers with our lives and our wives. Something you could never say about Bill Clinton. In fact, I would trust her to babysit my children, even though both of them are grown. In fact, if I was about to undergo open-heart surgery, nothing would cheer me more than to see Harriet Myers raising the scalpel, because if you have character and integrity, a knowledge of anatomy is just overkill. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.